hope you're all having a shadoodling Wednesday evening. We are here with another nightcap. I hope you're all doing fine. Smoothly Doodles is here shaking that Elmo ass. And Krista is here as well. Thank you, Krista. Black Cat's doing a wave. Meow the Cat with some head pats. Thank you, Meow the Cat. Very nice of you. And River Master stopping in with a yo. And King Dinosaur possibly confused and just wondering what the hell. Correct. 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 What the hell, indeed. You want to say it again? For those of you who might be listening to a podcast and you're like, what are they talking about? What happened? Well, this happened. Here, check it out.
I just super daddied my pants.
What?
Shadoodled. I shit my pants, I think.
Gross. You don't have pants on.
No.
Some poor girl who's in the hospital, for whatever reason, I would imagine, probably on some sort of anesthetic or whatever. And yeah, just had a little bit of a shadoodle. Had a little bit of a shadoodle. It's a little bit of a whoopsie daisy, in fact. But how are you all doing? Oh, this fool's life. Stop it in this fool's life. Good to see you. Tonight's episode is a non-topic episode, also often called a chat and chill. Of course, when you go to a cigar lounge, you may have distinct topics that you talk about, and then you might have days where you just shoot the shit and hang out and wonder on what's each other's mind, and that's what today is. So anything you want to talk about, ask questions, I would say share. Try to not do too much web browsing around, because I know for the podcast listeners, that kind of sucks. But whatever, we can watch a Mr. Wizard or play retro games. Yeah, also known as Chat and Shadoodle. I shit my pants, I think. Why does she say it so fucking sexy? Like, fucking girl? That's the sexiest. I think I just shit in my pants. I've ever heard. So, yeah, we're building up a nice little library of some of these sound and clips and effects. I know there's a lot of channels out there with all sorts of crazy redeems and all that, and at some point I will be hopefully meaning to get that set up. Probably when I move again, and that is probably going to kick into a little bit of a higher gear this weekend, probably Sunday. I think I'm going to go look at some places a little bit. So getting a feeling for where I'm going to move, if I'm going to move, but that is coming quickly to a head and moving along. So, yep. How are all the rest of you doing? How is the rest of your week? If you did see some of the pictures that I possibly posted the other day, I did get King Dinosaur's book. I have the physical tome of excellence here in my possession. And I started reading King Dinosaur's lovely intro. So King Dinosaur, if you're looking for some immediate feedback, I love the intro. The intro to this, I don't want to say Harlan Ellison would be proud, because I feel like he's the kind of guy who might not have been proud of a whole heck of a lot. Because it's just him, but it's great. I love the setting the stage. Again, your tone of voice is awesome. I really only made it sort of through the introduction, because I had to eat some of my chicken slop and get some shit done. But it's good. So far, it's good. So that's a powerball thumbs up so far. You're killing it like always. PSA, there is a Joe Bob Briggs on tomorrow, in case you still follow or like to watch that. That's the expanded different season for the year. So that will be on tomorrow. That will be one movie. And then I think probably a week off and then a week back on. So there is, in fact, that tomorrow, or I'm sorry, Friday, not tomorrow, Friday. Even though tomorrow's already Thursday. Speaking of tomorrow already being Thursday, I already have 800 miles on this motorcycle. So I'm cruising to probably be at about 1,000 already come this next week. So I'm going to take that in and get its 1,000-mile tune-up and get some bits and bobs placed on it. You know, I've been thinking about that too. Still really feel like the Road King was the one that got away. And I'm wondering, I didn't have as much luck with the rideshare thing with the pickup truck. However, I'm wondering if perhaps, especially if it starts to get in the hotter space and I am going to take my truck to work, maybe I will list that. Because that could be either paying it off and paying it off quicker, or if I made enough to basically get to the point where it was break even for a month, then I might just buy a second one. And when my truck lease is up, maybe I won't get another truck. I don't know. It's confusing. It's too much shit to do. Too much shit to get done. Okay. An anonymous user just gave five subs. All these people just got subs. Moogle87 gets a sub. This Fool's Life gets a sub. Deathmerk gets a sub. Philip the Brave gets a sub. And Lusty Bard gets a sub. Anonymous gifter, thank you very much. That is always so much appreciated. Mean that from the bottom of my heart. As we've talked about a whole bunch of times, I don't really do this show for the monetary portion of it. I do it because I love this interaction. I love the community. I love the rapport. I love all the laughs and shit that we've shared. It's as much of a certain sort of comfort and creative outlet for me. But thank you. It's always so much appreciated, the subs and the bits. You guys are awesome. So thank you so much to whoever that was. I appreciate you. Here's a cheers to you. Here's a cheers to you. We'll raise a glass. We'll take a sip. Nice and cool and refreshing. Chris says, right on, Miss Gifter. Thank you for supporting the Cigar Lounge. Yeah. Well, King Dinosaur says, speaking of... King Dinosaur just subscribed to Tier 1. 35 months. 35 fucking months. And that has started a hype train. So, woo-woo! I don't know why I've been doing that woo-woo made my fucking nose run. It, depending on where you are at in the country, it has already started heating up here. I think it was 86 to 88 degrees here already today. So we already got a little bit of some heat. I don't think it's going to stay that hot through the weekend, or at least I hope not, as I'm out walking around looking at apartments and all that sort of stuff. And as we were talking about the other day, those shirts, it must have been a shirt goblin. I don't know where the fuck those went. I really don't understand it. I mean, I don't even understand the losing a sock. How do you just lose a piece of clothing? It should be still somewhere in your house, you know? Like, what? How does it just disappear? It doesn't just disintegrate into a ball of lint and just become aerosol and disappear. Oh! Krista just 200 bits. Krista, thank you so much. That was so lovely of you. Thank you very much. You're a sweetheart. You always support the channel. Supports us with your moderation abilities and powers. So here's a cheers to you as well. It has to be gnomes or goblins or some sort of shit. What's how do you just how do you they can't just go away. Like I could see, like, you know, you lose a chapstick, or maybe you lose your keys or something like that, because you're gonna pick those up and they're in your hand, and you might like be out somewhere and you set them down and you forget where you put them and whatever. But it's not like you go out to a restaurant and they're like, "Hey, what can I give you? Get here, governor." And you're like, "I have a shepherd's pie and a pint and some other British whatever food." And he's like, "Oh, get that right for you." And then you just take your boot off and one of your socks, and then you just fucking like forget one of your socks there or something. Or you're like here in fucking the United States. So he's like, "Yeah, bro. Like, you want to try, like, a new Starbucks thing?" You're like, "Yeah, I could do that, but, like, I'm just going to go ahead and pop this top off real quick." And you just, like, take your shirt off in the middle of the fucking restaurant, and you just fucking leave it there. How do you lose a shirt? How do you fucking lose a shirt? I mean, I didn't lose them at the gym. You have to put your shirt on before you fucking leave the gym. It doesn't make any sense. One of my shirts could clothe a dozen gnomes. I don't know. Maybe not this shirt. There's not a whole lot of it, to be honest. But still, you could still clothe probably at least. Let's go with 3.37 gnomes. 3.37 gnomes at least. It's possible. Interdimensional beings being a-holes. Yeah. I mean, maybe hiding under the bed, but I don't like... It wouldn't just... My bed is a platform bed. Right? So, you can see under it. And I don't have, like... What's that? Like a... What do they call that? A skirt? Around the bed, like you can just flat see under it. So if my shirts were under there, I would just see them under there. How do you lose two whole shirts? I realize some of you are probably like, "Wow, you're pretty short on content, dude," but it's baffling to me. It's as baffling to me as, okay, side off story, right? We went to the Renaissance Festival a couple weeks ago. Went with some relatives. So we get there. Now, we were late that day because he was selling one of his pickup trucks. So he had to go drive out to this place to sell this guy the pickup truck. And then so they were running a little late. And we're like, okay, so we're going to go, you know, in the afternoon, like 1:30, 2 o'clock or something like that. So, oh, by the way, we got a hype train level 1 success. So everybody gets some emotes for that. But we're a little late. We get there. We park. We walking a route into the festival. And one of the relatives basically walks right past somebody he knows and goes, "Hey," you know, and they hadn't seen each other for a while. So I did a little stop and chat, and then we continue on into the place. And I'm like, how is that possible? How's it possible? I get it. There's only a certain amount of weekends that everybody could go there. But that person had to be leaving right at the exact time that we were walking in, passing through. Because there are like these hedges and stuff there. And so right as we're coming around the corner, that's when he sees them, right? As the other guy's passing like around this other corner. So that was like you got to figure that's like a 5-second window, not even a 5-second window. And like, think of all of the things that had to coincide to make that happen. You had to have just been selling the truck this morning, because if we'd been earlier, we would have missed him. All the things that add up to being at that spot at that same time as that other person. You could have been taking a shit. You could have been taking a shit and been like, "Hold on a second, guys. I got to use the bathroom real quick." All of those things that add up to that, where you're there in that same spot as that other person at the same time, And like, I'm not like a great math guy, but I feel like the probability of that has got to be really fucking low. Like approaching, there's no way. And that just, the shit like that just racks my brain. Racks my brain. Black Cat says, it is all freaky. Every shadoodle counts. Maybe that's what the, maybe that's where all the hype train shit came from. Came from the shadoodle. I think clearly people are looking for more poop content on the show. No, we're not going back down that road. But like the losing the shirts and doing all that stuff, I'm like, man, there is a certain rhythm and mystery to stuff. I mean, I don't know. Maybe my house cleaner stole them. Maybe she took them on accident. I don't know. It's possible. But I don't know why she would have done that. But I'm just missing fucking two whole shirts. Did they accidentally eat them while I was asleep or something? Sleepwalking, you pick up two shirts, you walk outside and you like throw them away or something. I don't get it. It's fucking crazy.
I really like this guy's shirts. I'm just going to take a couple. He's got enough. And look, he's got just fucking tank tops. He's in the design right.
Just walks off of him. Shirt sniffing fetishism. I mean, here's the thing. My shirts, I feel like, really only smell good to a degree after I wear them. And I don't think they were in dirty laundry. See, when I wash my clothes, I use like the free and clear fragrance dye, whatever free stuff. So after I do laundry, my laundry really doesn't have much of like a good scent. Unless I put Pinolol or Pine Sol or King Pine, the piniest pine. But like I wear a little bit of a cologne and whatever. And sometimes I'm like, oh, you know what? Yeah, it's these satiny soft. These shirts were kind of satiny soft. I'm kind of disappointed that they're gone because they were these nice satiny, like slightly loose fitting. You know, they're the black V-necks that I wore. Like you've seen them. I wore them on the, I had them, I was wearing them to work. And now they're just gone. Bizarre. I don't understand. I don't understand. Have any of you lost something like that? And you're like, I can't believe I have no idea where I lost it. Now, while you're thinking about that, I'll give you another example. I have this little pocket knife. And on this pocket knife, the year that I bought it is embossed on the handle of the blade. It's a aluminum scalloped handled little Victorinox pocket knife. Love it. And then I realized I'm kind of sentimental about this knife a little bit. I didn't want to lose it because for whatever, yeah, it's dumb, but the year I graduated high school is on the handle. And then I lost it. And I'm like, where the fuck did that go? I always either have it in my pocket, or if I take it out and I use it, I put it right back in my pocket. So it has to be in my house somewhere. I could not fucking find the thing. Could not find it. Couldn't find it, and I was pissed off that I lost it. Made me sad. Had bought a different knife, and I'm like, And then wintertime comes around, and I get out my winter coat. And as it turns out, there was a hole in one of the pockets of the winter coat. And so when I put the knife in the pocket, it slid through the hole and slid down in between the fabric of the coat. And so it was at the bottom of the coat. Because I'm like, what the hell is this lump? And so I found it. And like, that makes sense because it's a little thing that you'd pick up and carry around. But how do you lose a fucking shirt? How do you lose two fucking shirts? No, somebody's been thieving around here. I find you. You're going to be big goddamn trouble. Black Cat says, difficult to find decent new clothes. Picked up some vintage t-shirts. I can't believe how good they feel. Old, like this shirt is like It's getting that nice, like, soft, worn, like, really washed a lot. And, like, I cut the sleeves too much, but it's, like, perfect. It's, like, the perfect shirt. I love this fucking shirt. I'd be pissed if I lost this shirt. And no, you can't have it before you ask. Fool's Life says, I misplaced a coffee mug. The last place I saw it was in the sink 7 years ago. It's just gone. Yeah, how does that happen? Did you throw in the garbage? Did somebody just fucking steal it? How do you just lose a fucking mug? You're drinking out of it. It's on a top of thing, either a table or whatever, or it's in the sink. How does it just go away? But the only thing I could think of there would be that somebody else who is either visiting or whatever or otherwise either dropped it and broke it and threw it away or stole it. I mean, maybe it's just like little petty thieves. Or it is goblins. Or parallel universe, like black holes. Or like irregular quarks or something. And like it slips between some space-time dimensional fold. And now this green-skinned, big-breasted bed thrasher and the planet Slurknyork has it. It's the only thing I can think of. There's no way you just lose two shirts. It doesn't make any fucking sense. Black Cat's Poppy says,
oh, a number of years ago, I had a favorite amethyst pendant that I wore all the time. I was a little disturbed, and I looked everywhere. About 3 weeks later, I decided to find another amethyst pendant. I was getting in the car, and I see something glimmer out of the side of my eye. It was the amethyst laying in the crack in the driveway. It stopped me from getting a new one.
See? Pendant, something like that, breaks on a chain. You know, breaks on a chain, you fall. It falls. You lose it somewhere as you're out running around buying groceries or whatever the fuck we all do during the day. And you drop it, and it's little, and it goes away. What a sock. Where does a fucking sock go? They're in your shoe. They're in a laundry basket or in the washer or the dryer. So how does a sock just fucking disappear? Riddle me that. How they just disappear? It doesn't make any sense. You can't just lose a sock. It's on your fucking foot. Unless you're like, well, the way I do my laundry is I take it outside and just throw it and I just strew them about the backyard. And then at some point hope that they just magically go into the basket and go inside and they get laundered. So, you know, maybe they just blew away. King Dinosaur says, I'd find things out there I had no memory of ever taking out of the house. Now that's fucking creepy. That's fucking spooky. Like what? Do you remember any of them specifically? Smoothie says there was this book I read when I was younger called The Borrowers, and there's tiny people that live in your house and steal your things. The logic brain part of me goes, horseshit. The world is weird, and there goes, dude, maybe. Because otherwise, how? I mean, I've had stuff like that too, where I'm like, how did this get here? I didn't put this here. What? Huh? No. Black Cat used to talk to the fairies at a rock garden in the backyard when she was little. I think, as they say, it's not so much you have to be concerned about you talking to the fairies in the rock garden so much as if the fairies in the rock garden start talking back. That's when it's time to call the Ghostbusters or something. Watch for dimes on the floor as messages. Well, let's see. By the way, here, wait.
So the other one that I have
right now is in the laundry basket. It's in there in the laundry basket. So where did the other two go? Just fucking disappeared. Like toys, King Dinosaur is really protective of, or fragile stuff. Things I wouldn't have wanted in the woods. You found them in the fucking woods? That's double creepy. Dude, that's totally Sasquatch, ghosts, spirits, skinwalkers. Apparently, by the way, a lot of the native population in and around Arizona swear there are skinwalkers. And they're like, dude, you got to watch it. Like, they're out in the desert, in the woods and shit out there, and they will get you. That's kind of creepy. It's kind of spooky. Those woods were spooky? Yeah, spooky. Smoothie says, I'll talk to the fairy folk. I am Queen Smoo of Snurtlewood in my spare time. You do realize I did you a great favor by not reading that in a British accent. That's my little gift to you. Because it was about to happen. And then I'm like, no, don't. You're very welcome. So yeah, I'm like, I guess I gotta go buy more work shirts. Today we were supposed to dress up at work because of course there were going to be like business or whatever people around. And because I go to the office every day and normally I'm just like polo shirt, t-shirt, that totally slipped my mind that it was supposed to be a special thing. And so I wore my British Invasion Triumph t-shirt and felt like a complete asshole for not dressing up, quote unquote. Then I wanted to say, oh, well, I was going to, but apparently there's a shirt thief in my house stealing my shirts because I have a legit lost 2 shirt. Those shirts weren't necessarily cheap either. I mean, like, it's not like I'm buying like expensive clothes. It's not like it's going to be a big burden, but I'm like, I'm stealing my goddamn clothes. Sometimes I have to put the captioning on if I'm watching a British movie. And Smiley says, we do have funny accents. Sometimes I have to put the subtitles on even when there's fucking English movies because the people talk like they have fucking mashed potatoes in their mouth or whoever mixed the sound fucking fucked it all up. And I think we talked about this. I read an article on why that's more and more prevalent. The sound now is almost always mixed for theater or like 5.1, like home theater, whatever sound. So then when it gets to your TV and you don't have a sound system or whatever like that, it's subpar. And you're either listening to that as basically a stereo broadcast, or it's just not right. The volume of stuff, like, who was it? Christopher Nolan? Those are fighting words, Smoothie says. Don't, spitting out the mashed potatoes is the biggest offense. I'm sorry that I made you lose a mouthful of mashed potatoes. Fool's Life watches movie with captions anyway. I find most of the time I just do and just leave them on. But I think it was Christopher Nolan talking about Tom Hardy that some people were complaining that in a lot of his movies you can't understand him, what he's fucking saying, whether that's because he talks quietly and or the accent or whatever. And Christopher Nolan was pretty much like, well, that's mixed for the large scale sound in a movie theater. And so if you can't hear it, tough shit. Which both is a crappy response, but also a great response and one that I totally respect. He's making the movie to be shown in the movie theater. If Tom Hardy, that's the way he talks, and it fits his directorial vision, then he's like, nope. Nope, it's fine with me. Too bad. Staying in. I ain't changing shit. Speaking of, there was a, I think it was just YouTube or whatever, maybe. There's a clip of the end of The Road Warrior, and I'm going to have to talk about that sometime soon, because I saw the trailer for that new Furiosa movie. And they had changed the sound. They remixed the sound in The Road Warrior. I don't know if it was like some enhanced edition or whatever. It sounded terrible. Terrible. Did you not learn from George Lucas? Don't do that. It was fine the way it was when it came out, and that's what everybody liked. If anything, just turn the volume up or whatever a little bit. Maybe clean up some hiss or whatever if you're going to do that. But don't start like changing the sound. Like the sounds of the car engines and shit were changed. It sounded fucking stupid. It sounded really, really stupid. Did not like it. The Road Warrior rules. Don't fuck with it. It's one of the greatest movies ever made. It's one of my favorite movies ever. I could talk for probably fucking 3 hours about it. I cannot believe that the same guy that made that movie made Fury Road and is making this Furiosa movie. I don't understand it. I don't know how that's even possible. Unless somebody else is in the majority, either writing or making the movie, and the guy's just old and doesn't know what the fuck he's doing at all anymore. But I'm like, I don't understand how the person who made that has made that. But then I also thought the same thing with Star Wars in basically the first two movies, A New Hope and Empire Strikes Back, and then Jedi and all the diarrhea that has came after it, except for Rogue One. And then you realize, oh, that's because realistically that was his wife or partner or whatever at the time that basically wrote those movies. And after they separated and parted ways, all the rest of that was actually Lucas. And even though Lucas may have some directorial and potential special effects chops, as an actual writer, the guy is fucking goof. Fucking just ridiculous. So who knows? Maybe it's a similar sense. Maybe it was people who were cleaning up the script or something behind the scenes. Who knows? Didn't get credit. But I don't get it. Anyway, it's enough about that. You're talking about missing shirts, missing clothes. What else would you all like to talk about? Any questions or topics or things you want to vent about, get off your chest, yell, scream about? What are you up to this weekend? We could watch Mr. Wizard. We could fire up some retro video games. As this is a chat and shadoodle, we're just going to kind of wing it and just hang out. So as a matter of fact, why don't we just go ahead? Just because I like it. We're just going to do this.
I just super daddied my pants.
What?
Shadoodle. I shit my pants, I think.
Gross. You don't have pants on.
No.
Super daddied. Just super daddied. I like how super daddy is her euphemism or whatever for shitting her pants. So apparently it's not even a daddy, but it's a super daddy. Unless she just meant that was the volume of poop that she thought she pooped in her pants. She does seem very proud of that. Very proud of that achievement. I mean, I guess whatever you're going to do in life, be proud, right? I mean, sure, fly that flag. Be like, yeah, I did it. I gave it 110%. Krista seems like she would really like to watch Mr. Wizard. Part of me wants to try a poll again and just see if it even fucking works. Like, does this even work? does this work? Zaza. Chat. should doodle. There. Okay, it says it's created. It says it's up there. It's on the bar. I can see it. It's floating there. Now, if it comes up blank, okay, clearly some people can see it. Because right now there's a war between Zaza and Shadoodle. It's like a 50-50 split going on. So that might be that we have to watch a Mr. Wizard while I shit my pants. That's going to be tough. It's going to be tough. King Dinosaur voted and then Shadoodled. Yeah, super daddied. I miss the old school, a lot of the old school internet videos. Like there was a farting preacher one, and what else was there? But like used to be back in the day, you'd find those videos and took a little bit of some skill and resource to edit and put that stuff together. And I remember do you guys remember the fucking stupid dancing baby that people thought were so like cute or whatever? And they got emailed and sent around so much that it was like crashing businesses because it was basically flooding their email servers. Fucking stop emailing this goddamn thing. Black Cat is on a phone and voted. King Dinosaur also casted from his phone. I mean, maybe that's there's an update or clear a cache or some sort of shit. I had some app that recently fucked up on my phone and it was every 2 seconds trying to, like, I have an SD card in my phone. And of course, these companies don't want you to have external storage because that means you can prolong the life of your phone as these apps get bigger and the updates eat up all your storage. Then it forces you to go buy a new phone. So they don't like the fact that you can put external storage in there and store stuff. Because they did you get like fucking, I don't know, 512 gig of storage or something on there now or whatever. And so they also were like, oh, well, the base Android capability of loading or moving apps to the card, I think also could be changed either by the app publisher and or the phone manufacturer. So they also occasionally turn that off. But I have some of them that you can do that. I think it was Instagram that I had on the SD card. And it like, it was just constantly, there's a little tiny little whatever update. Oh, and it's moving it to the internal storage and then moving it back to the card and just keeps fucking doing it over and over. Like, I've had it with this. It's moving it to the fucking internal storage already. Ridiculous. Kinesha says, it's okay. Krista, we already know that you voted Zaza. So that would be technically be 3 votes for Zaza and 2 for Shadoodle. Smoothie comments that Google TV is broken on her phone, so now she can't watch the Hannibal TV series. Dude, that's bullshit. What the fuck? Like, hey, isn't it a flagship thing? Like, maybe fix your shit. I get the convenience of a lot of apps and whatever, but that's where I was back to. Boy, and this gives me some hope and some faith, although, you know, it still makes me worry, but, you know, they have this whole, everything will just be done by AI and there'll be no more work or whatever anymore. Like, well, I remember when that used to be, so I was projects that I worked on, they're like, well, everything's moving to, you know, web browser stuff and websites. So, you know, all these projects are going away. And it's moving in that direction. And then Apple comes out with their iPhone and their web browser is such a piece of shit. It's such a fucking train wreck piece of shit that they didn't want to have other browsers on there. And so the browser was such a piece of shit, then it became a, well, why even use the web? You can just install apps. And so then that's where phone app explosion went bananas. And now you're back on all these apps, half of them, which take up fucking 600 meg to install some stupid little thing that has like three buttons on it. And you go back and forth and round and round and round. So who knows? Smoothie says, I love that show too. Mads Mikkelsen is just bites knuckles. Given that I'm a guy and I don't necessarily find other men attractive, although I can appreciate some men's appearance, like Jason Statham or what's his fucking name? Charles Bronson, Danny DeVito. But anyway, like, I never got it with that guy. He looks like a trout. He's like a very weird fish-like appearance. Same thing with that Bender Snatch Cumberland or whatever the fuck that guy's name is. I'm like, I don't get it. That I really don't get. Not jealous at all. I just don't understand it. I think he's quite unattractive, to be honest. But hey, I guess to each their own. Here's a cheers to that, to whatever floats your boat. King Dinosaur just had to look him up. Should we look it up? Let's go look up his trout-like appearance. Okay, see, there's him with his fish-like face. So, like, there's him looking like a fish. And then you look up, like, a river trout. See, it's the same guy. It's the same picture. It's like I didn't even switch. It's like I didn't even switch things. He's like one of those people from Innsmouth. Yeah, see? Look it. Look, I'm not wrong. It's Mads Mikkelsen right there. It's pretty much him right here. Yeah. Right? So here's one that's actually, I feel like, is actually funny. So here's Benedict Cumberbatch. Okay. So get his image kind of in your mind for a moment. And then look at Bear Grylls' bee sting. So Bear Grylls stung in the face by bees pretty much looks like Benedict Cumberbatch. That also is the same guy. It's pretty much the same guy. It's actually the fucking the same dude. Maybe he does look like a fish. Some kind of fruity and mouth thing must be attractive to some people. Kisses my goldfish. You're beautiful too. Well, thank you. Thank you. But yeah, that's the same guy. So, you know, if you're into him, maybe just also be into Bear Grylls after he's stung by bees. You don't know what movies he's in? I don't know. He was in fucking apparently a bunch of movies I didn't see. The Imitation Game, didn't see that. August, Osage County, didn't see that. The Hobbit, Desolation of Smog, didn't see that. I did see Star Trek Into Darkness. It was complete dog shit. Absolute travesty of a fucking movie. But dude, he's in like 1,000 fucking movies. Like, just haven't really seen too much of the stuff he's been in. He's in that Sherlock show. Was he like the doctor or something for a while? The only doctor that I care about is fucking Dr. Detroit. Yeah, Doctor Strange. That's what it was. I think he was fine in the Star Trek Kelvin Universe one as Khan, but I still prefer the old Khan. I was like, no. But you know, again, whatever makes you, you know, happy. While we are browsing around, I think I had, did I, damn it. No, that's not it. There was something that I had set aside and I was like, oh, I need to set that aside so that it's, there as a, is like a thing for you know, like showing on the stream, and I can't fucking I can't find it again. Disappointed. And for a minute, I thought I found the nipples man, but apparently, I either imagined that or dreamed it. Or something, because that is not in my little basket of things to share. Still curse myself that I fucking lost that. It's a fucking disaster. Pee pee poo poo. Absolute pee pee poo poo. Hate it. Just fucking hate it. Dr. Quinn, Medicine Woman, is the best doctor. Second to McCoy. Second to the original McCoy. McCoy, Leonard H. Colorado Springs. It's funny because someone made an April Fool's joke about starting a Kickstarter of Dr. Quinn as a tabletop RPG. Dude, that might actually be fun. That might actually be fun. I don't necessarily know why you would need to have it like be a joke. Like, I think that's pretty fucking legit. You know, like some of that stuff you go, hey, even though this is brought up as a little bit of a joke, like if you do a lot of that stuff correct, I feel like it could still hold water and be pretty awesome, you know? There's some other game that I was recently reading about that they were trying to make. I was like, oh, actually, I think that'd be fun. And they're like, oh, it's an April Fool's joke. I'm like, motherfucker. Like, April Fool's is just, oh. Just fucking stop it. It's like, especially in this day and age where like half the shit you see online or whatever is a fucking lie, you know, like I don't need more shit to make me feel like I'm gaslit into losing my fucking mind. Just quit it. You know, just quit it. I don't need that. I don't need that anymore. That just pioneer life. Yeah, dude. Right? I mean, I think it'd be pretty fucking sweet. Speaking of that a little bit. Yeah, also, haha. Oh, shit, wait. I had the sound off? Oh, shit.
Oh, God, it's so beautiful.
Oops.
Oh, God, it'd be so fucking big. Look at these huge nipples, man. Nipples, man.
Oh, thanks for reminding me. Black Cat, because now we get to watch it again. Remasters, like, yes, the torture for everyone. Black Cat says, I accidentally made a noise like that at the gym and I couldn't stop laughing. Yes, it's back. It's back. I found it. I don't know how, but I found it. It's like the Dr. Emmett Brown. They found me. I don't know how, but they found me. But yeah, it's back, and I have it well backed up at this point. So we're not gonna lose that son of a bitch again. It's gonna be in there for the long haul. So you never know when that's gonna just crop up, pop up. So here's, let me see if I can get this redone here. We can do a little bit of, let's see if we can shadoodle this into the correct little form/format. If this would fucking cooperate. There we go. Now it cooperated. So we'll do this super quick. Just as a end of the night cap. Revmaster says, I'll make sure I have it as well and download it just in case. If you dream about that, you're going to hear about it. If anybody wishes to have a...
Just look at this muscle, man. Oh, God, it's so beautiful. Oh, God, it'd be so fucking big.
If anybody wants it, spread it around. There's the link. There it is. You can use that as some, you know, friendly terrorism. Send that to people. Like, hey, dude, check this out. I just heard this really cool. Like, oh, you're into house music? Oh, yeah, dude, I heard this really cool. It's really good house track. It was on the other day. So, what I figured we would just duck into a little bit, just because we're hanging out here and it's, whatever. Here is a post with some rather interesting little things in it in that sense. And the topic was, what is your deepest secret? What is your deepest secret? And so this person says, my grandfather stole a red pepper shaker from an Italian restaurant. The year after he passed, we went to the same restaurant in honor of him. I stole a Parmesan shaker from Matching Pear. Rest in peace, Grandpa. This person says, I couldn't pick up the pieces after my divorce. We'd go weeks without showering and brushing my teeth. I found my baby blanket from my youth in a trunk and wrapped around myself that night. Best sleep I had in years. I kept it in my bed. Since then, I am a 42-year-old man. When I was maybe 7-ish, I went to the grocery store with my mother. When she was checking out, I went to turn the gumball machine to see if anyone left quarters in there and didn't spin it all the way. But one of them was broken. I spun the sucker until my pockets were full of gumballs. When we got into the car, my mother asked what was in my pockets, and I told her nothing. She still knows nothing to this day. She did, however, say, if one of those machines is broken and you just kept turning them, that's stealing. Sure, fool her! This person says, that one's tough. I've lived a boring, non-secretive life, but my great-grandfather once told me a story when he killed a man with a baseball bat for trying to rob the bar that he owned. And the regulars of the bar stashed the body somewhere, and nobody ever talked about it again. He then put his fingers to his mouth and said, shh, don't tell anyone. So there you go. Sorry, Gramps. Edit, this happened in Brazil back in the 60s. Gramps is long gone. Did it really happen? I have no idea, but it was Brazil. Something similar to that probably happened during the time it took me to type this edit out. Brazilla, or Brazil, do be look like that. Wait, here we go. Oh, God, this is terrible. I stole my brother's Ghostbusters t-shirt and made an email account from the shirt napper to ransom it back to him as a mystery for him to solve. Unfortunately, he died a few weeks later before never noticing the email. God, that is terrible. Oof. In 1996, I was 6 years old and a friend told me that computer mouse balls were worth as much as gold. Stupidly and with no plan, I stole one from the classroom computer. The teacher got extremely angry and I got really, really scared I'd get caught. He had us all leave the room, go in by one so that whoever stole it could anonymously put it back. I was too scared that somebody might see, so I didn't put it back. He exploded on us. The next day, I was going to try to secretly return it, but a kid randomly, emptily confessed that he was the one who stole it, and his mom went to the store to buy a new one. He stood in front of the class with a written apology and everything. I should have taken a stand and said, no, Kyle, you didn't steal it. I did. Shameful. Anyway, 20 years later, Kyle's a stripper at a gay nightclub. I live in the only major urban center in a very rural area where there's all kinds of suburbs, road construction, gravel pits, etc. Whenever I see heavy equipment that doesn't get moved or is left unattended, I sneak into the worksite at night, climb in the always unlocked bulldozer, whatever the fuck it is, and proceed to lay on the horn in the dead of night before scrambling away. It's been a decade since I started, and I think I've now honked the horns of just about every type of heavy machinery that has one. I think about that so many times that shit is unlocked. I'm like, dude, if you were one of these psychos who really wanted to cause some damage, dude, just fucking steal a bulldozer. Or steal one of those giant fucking steam shovels. Oh. Yeah, don't do that. When I was in grade 7, I didn't want to do the book report. So I didn't go take out a book from the library. When the project was almost due, I had a sudden change of heart because I didn't want to get in trouble for my parents, who were extremely strict. It was too late to go to the library to get a book, because my teacher would have known and told my parents. So I completely made up a book with a fake title and fake author and did my entire book report and even drew a bonus picture to illustrate my favorite part of the book. The teacher told me I would have gotten an A if she was able to find the book in the library when she looked. I acted as if I had no idea where the book had went and I swore up and down that I had returned it to the library. Dude, I hope that person went on to have like some giant creative job. Oh, you want to? Dude, we'll dig into that. That's a good topic. I'm writing that down in my show notes. We'll totally go over that. We'll totally do that. That's a fascinating story for a lot of reasons. Back in the day, I would go to Walmart and Kmart and wipe the hard drives of every PC and display once every 2 or 3 weeks. I did this for a couple of years. I taught a friend to format from the C prompt, and he started doing it too, and he taught a person. After a while, all the PCs on display at the megastores for like 20 counties around us were periodically being formatted and erased. Years later, I was talking to a guy who'd worked for them, and he was telling me how someone used to format all the PCs in the two Walmarts that he worked in. He worked in the two counties I frequented most. Funny thing was they actually set up a sting operation to catch the felonious formatter, and the dude was paid overtime to walk the electronics section as a plain-clothed customer for like 3 months and never caught the person. Even though I'm pretty sure we're still formatting the drives periodically, somehow we missed each other. For the record, I was only blowing off steam and figured that what I was doing was harmless shenanigans. I've never been in any kind of trouble with the law and didn't grow up to be a serial killer. But every now and then, when I walk through a PC store, I get the itch. Fucking crazy. So here we go. Circa 2004. In first grade, I was your typical gifted kid, since turned burnout, and I absolutely loved my teacher. One day, I arrived to a new face greeting me at the classroom door. This was the first time I'd ever encountered a substitute teacher. This sub in particular was a mean, nasty woman who reeked of cigarettes. Within the first hour of class, she had told me to shut up. I'd never been in trouble at school before, and those two words broke my little teacher's pet heart. Yes, this is my villain origin story. I immediately decided to plan my escape. At lunch and recess, I grabbed my backpack, jacket, and rain boots and walked straight out the front door. Still have no idea how a five-year-old could walk out the front doors of a school completely unnoticed. Nonetheless, there I was. The world is my oyster. I walked straight home, singing I'm going home and no one can stop me, ha ha ha, for 4 kilometers. I'd done it. I was home free. When I got there, I saw my babysitter's car in the driveway. Filled with panic, I remembered that my little brother had stayed home sick. Terrified of disappointing my babysitter, I had to make a decision. Return to the bad lady at school, or face the wrath of a 20-year-old girl who, in all reality, would have just been completely stunned. I chose the former and bolted up the hill in our town another 4 kilometers in the pouring rain. Soaking wet, I ran through the side entrance of the school adjacent to the playground, put my bag in the locker, and sprinted into my classroom. The substitute stared at me for a second. I thought I was toast. After what felt like forever, she barked at me to change out of my rain boots and put on my indoor shoes. It dawned on me that although I must have been gone almost 2 hours, she hadn't even noticed I had left. My first jailbreak and my first cover-up story, both successful missions. Never told a soul about my rainy day adventure. And if you're out there, chain smoker, substitute teacher, I hope you found a new career path. So, one last one. In third grade, it was a birthday party and just learned the word asshole. I was showing the other kids how to use it in a sentence and called this kid Cody an asshole as an example. Apparently, he told his mom that he called him an asshole, and then his mom goes and tells all the other parents, and even my third grade teacher, that is a foul-mouthed kid who called people asshole. It became a whole thing with multiple parent meetings and phone calls for like a whole week. The birthday boy, Freddie, finally came forward and vouched for me and said, I never called anyone an asshole, and I was the nicest at the party. Anyway, I feel like I got away scot-free, and Cody was indeed an asshole. Snitch. As a teenager in the 90s, my house and yard was almost always getting toilet papered and egged. Somehow it was my fault. My parents would be pissed at me and make me clean it up. I found out the asshole who was doing it and took a big nasty shit in a plastic bag and put it in his mailbox. All the shit stopped immediately after that. Not my proudest moment, but I think I got my point across. I don't know. I'd be proud of that. Dude, you solved it with a... You guys know what I'm going to say, right? You know what I'm going to say, right? You solved that problem super daddy style. And with that, the show is over, folks. Thank you so much for everybody that stopped by, to the anonymous gifter for the 5 subs, for King Dinosaur and his sub, and Krista with the bits. And of course, thanks so much to everybody that stopped by. Smoothly Doodles, Reverend Master, Black Cat's Poppy, Krista, This Fool's Life, King Dinosaur, Meow the Cat was here. So thank you so much to everybody that stopped by and said hello. I always love seeing you. It's a lot of fun. It's always great, the little adventures and conversations and videos and everything that we have and watch and share together. So let's go ahead and have a great weekend. Have a fun end of our week and a nice weekend. And finish our drinks or whatever you may have with you at the time. And as we say at the end of all of our episodes, stay safe, keep the faith, and all of that good shit. And make sure you get yourself some rest. Don't forget, who loves you, baby? You're beautiful. So we'll go see who's around to raid and catch you soon.